So they get the bingo fuel alarm, and I'm thinking to myself, son of a gun, I just got plucked out, and I'm going back in. Figuring this helicopter's not going to make it. The helicopter got a call from the ship, the Barringer, that I had mentioned earlier. He was now arriving on scene several hours later.
Okay, so this rescue mission of the helicopter is taking a couple hours.
Correct.
So how long were you out there for?
I was in the water for a little over 2 hours.
Okay.
And when they pulled me from the water, the Barringer called the Coast Guard helicopter and said that he had seen a survivor in a swamped lifeboat. And was he going to be able to make an attempt?
So one man from the ship made it into the lifeboat.
Chief mate. The chief mate, Bob Cusick, who had been lowering the starboard lifeboat when the ship rolled over, he was thrown into the ocean. And 15 or 20 minutes later, he came upon the lifeboat that had been washed over, ripped off the ship.
Okay.
Completely flooded, but still buoyant enough to float. Just this much above the surface, but still floating. He climbed into that, and he submerged himself in the water with just his nose and his face above water all night and rowed the helding to the lifeboat. So the Coast Guard was, the helicopter was directed to, was asked to make a pass at this survivor. He said he could make one pass, and that was it, because he was out of fuel. He swooped down, and he plucked this guy out of that lifeboat like a kettle of fish. He lowered it down, the guy was in the basket, and we were flying for the coast before that basket was even up in the helicopter. They pulled the third survivor in, who happened to be Bob Cusick, and I didn't know it at the time. I looked at him, and I couldn't even recognize him. He was completely black from the oil. He had ingested as much oil as all of us, and he was retching it all up. They covered him in a blanket. I couldn't tell if he was Caucasian, if he was black, if he was Hispanic. I couldn't tell who he was, and I had worked with him for 30 or 40 days. They looked like they were giving him CPR on the helicopter, but again, once we started moving for the coast, I just pulled the blanket over my head and enjoyed the heat of the blast from that. But Bob was the last of the three to be pulled out of the water.